Okay, I'm John Hewitt, HEWITT. I am the Chairman of Maintenance of the Transport Workers Union, Local 514. Since February 1st, myself and other members of the Transport Workers Union Negotiating Committee have been negotiating with American Airlines in an attempt to reach an agreement that would allow them to reorganize under Chapter 11 without devastating the workforce. It's disappointing to us that the company could not see their way clear to find middle ground with their employees. Our members have a difficult decision to make this week. Since we did not come to an agreement, they will be voting on the company's last best offer. Polling begins 12:01 a.m. Thursday, May 10th, and ends just before midnight, Monday, May 14th. There's no doubt we're at a critical juncture in this bankruptcy process, and this vote is extremely important. The decision of our members will have a direct impact on American Airlines workforce as well as the Tulsa area communities. Every ballot cast represents what is best, not only for that individual, but for his family as well. A no vote by the membership gives the bankruptcy court the authority to terminate our current contract, and the company would then impose their terms. The company's terms include scrapping very important parts of our current contract. As an example, our pension plan would go away, the retiree medical would be eliminated, vacation would be reduced, and there'd be a significant pay cut for several mechanics. On top of that, they would be closing the Alliance Fort Worth maintenance base, and the work associated with that would be outsourced. Also outsourced would be the 757s and the 767 work that is currently accomplished in Tulsa. This would result in the loss of approximately 2,600 jobs at the Tulsa maintenance base. And that number does not include management and non-union support staff. A yes vote, on the other hand, on the last best offer results in the membership voluntarily conceding those very important parts of their contract: the pension plan, retiree medical, vacation reduction, and the pay cut for several mechanics. A yes vote means we would save some of the 757 work that's currently done in Tulsa. Voting yes still results in the Alliance Fort Worth maintenance base being closed, the difference being a large portion of that work would be accomplished in Tulsa. Voting yes would lessen the job reductions by approximately 50% in Tulsa. Our community and elected officials have stood with us through this difficult time. Even though this is not the end, this vote will determine the future of a lot of families who have ties to American Airlines. The outcome of this vote will determine how much of an impact that will be, not only on the members, but on the community itself. This is a difficult situation for all of American Airlines employees. But at least these employees are members of a union, and that membership does allow them to cast a ballot determining the future of their careers with this company. The reason this maintenance base has survived in Tulsa for over 65 years is because of union contracts. Thank you. Any questions?
So you're encouraging people to vote, but not encouraging them to vote yes or no?
We are encouraging them to vote, that's true. It's their decision based on the facts which way they vote.
You're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, though, aren't you? Because either way you go, you're sort of going to get it in the end.
Either way, it's very concessionary, no doubt about it. And that was our disappointment, was we were not able to reach a tentative agreement with the company while we were negotiating with them, which would have allowed us to come out and endorse a yes vote. But since we could not, this is just the company's last best offer.
So the yes really mostly saves those jobs here, and that's the biggest deal?
For Tulsa, yes. I mean, the vote is a system-wide vote. Of course, Tulsa having the most employees in one place. We're just specifically addressing Tulsa here.
It's possible Tulsa could vote yes, but the others could vote no, and then that would...
Yes, that's true. That is true.
You're not encouraging people to vote. You're not guessing which way the members should vote one way or another yet. The press release is a yes vote with less than jobs, but it tells about 50%. There's statistics in here that would that suggest a yes vote would be better for the Tulsa plant. Are you going to vote yes?
Myself, us as an organization made a commitment to each other that we would not try to sway the vote one way or the other. And since I am an elected representative of the organization, I have not expressed how I'm going to vote one way or the other. I'm just doing my best to get all the information out there for our members that I can.
And just to make sure we have the numbers right, a yes vote would save approximately, what, 1,300 jobs in Tulsa?
Yes, right around 1,300.
How quick will action be after the vote?
The company has a lot of say in when all this will be implemented. So that would probably be a question more proper for the company, whether the contract is voted in or this is voted down, how quickly they would. I mean, what they have told us is they are looking at about a six-month implementation.
You said you couldn't find a middle ground. Did they budge at all?
Well, if you compare their term sheet that they filed in court and the one they came up with on February 1st when they first announced what the terms would be if our contract became abrogated, if you look at that compared to what the membership is voting on, yes, they did budge, just not enough for us to come out and say we have a tentative agreement with the company and endorse it.
How long is the term of the contract?
The term of it's a six-year contract, which is in itself very painful.
How does the U.S. Airways deal play into this?
It does not play into it at all. Whether this gets voted up or down has absolutely nothing to do with whether there will be a merger with U.S. Airways or not. And the terms that we would possibly be under if there was a merger, this has no effect on that.
Have you looked at that, though? I mean, would those terms have been good? Would that matter?
Well, as you know, the three unions on American Airlines property came out and endorsed a merger with U.S. Airways. And the reason why is because we looked at what U.S. Airways committed to us, and it was vastly a big improvement over what American Airlines is saying they have to have. So, of course, it would be better for our members, or we would not be endorsing it.
This is a significant pay cut. If you do vote yes, what's the percentage on that?
And it depends on the yes and no votes. It's 200 around, and I hate that these numbers are not chiseled in stone. It's around 200 AMTs or mechanics in Tulsa would be taking a pay cut under a no vote. Around 335 or something like that would be taking pay cut under a yes vote. And the pay cut is, it's over $10 an hour, so it is a significant cut.
Lose $10 an hour?
Yeah.
For a yes vote or no vote?
For either one.
Oh, either one.
Yeah.
Jeez. And retiree medical, that would go away?
Yes.
So is there any good news in this anywhere?
Well, if you're looking for good news, I mean, it's hard to find good news in times of concessionary agreements. But, I mean, the difference being about 1,300 jobs in Tulsa would be, if you're going to call something good news, that would be the good news. Is if this contract does pass, there would be 1,300 more people employed than there would be if it did not.
If the merger were to happen to go through at a later time, is there a possibility they get added back?
Yes. Yes. The terms that U.S. Air laid out for the unions, they said they would honor those terms even if the merger happened post-bankruptcy.
Okay.